paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
When they were thinking about making this decision about their company, they must have thought, look, this could go really well or it could go horribly wrong also. There is now a funeral home in Ohio that has become the first funeral home to get a liquor license.
My role in this position is to kind of be a party planner for dead people. You know, be more of a celebration of life than more of the multi-day traditional services, which cost a lot of money. And their inspector called me and they're like, is this Evergreen Funeral? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you would be the first funeral home to get a liquor license in the state of Ohio.
I kind of love the idea.
This is the worst idea known to man. Grief and liquor don't mix.
Already, like, really messy.
See, here's the thing is, like, when I am looking at what I would like in my funeral, I want it to be a party. I don't want people to be sitting around and all sad about, oh, the big is never going to see him again. No, man, let's think about the times that we all had together, the times that we laughed together, the times that we stumbled together, and let's make it a really good time. I would want drinks there. I don't want people all bummed out.
That's like the Irish wakes. They're like parties where you drink and you celebrate. And I told my husband I want the same thing. Yeah. Like, I want some tears. Don't get me wrong. I'd like a few breakdowns. But I want a big party. I want a life-size cutout of me with two 40s taped to my hands there in the corner smiling. People can pose and take pictures. There's going to be booze. And it's going to be a fun remembrance party.
I feel like in theory, I've always said the same thing, and I want that too. But now that I know that your spirit kind of lives in limbo for a while to watch what happens right after, I don't know that I want to see my like family and friends down there dancing like it's the best day of their life when I just died, man.
I don't know if I'll be looking down or not. I don't know how that whole thing works or nothing. But look, are you really going to know how they're celebrating anyway?
What?
I mean, you may not even want to show up. I'm not going to be mad.
What?
I would be late if I do.
You know why? I'm not going to be mad.
Why?
Because I'm dead.
Or we can do what we did for my dad's funeral. And you came to Dayton, Ohio for Pops' funeral, right?
Had a great time.
We did not go to a funeral home. We went there. We went to the church he grew up in, and that's where the service was. And then after that, we went to a rooftop bar.
Let's go.
And we drank ourselves stupid, did we not?
Yes, we did.
So you can you don't have to you don't have to get liquored up at the funeral.
Well, why go to the rooftop when you got it right here in front of you?
Right there. Just had the casket with tequila.
All right, I think we are all sort of debating right now during this time of season how to alleviate some stress. Can you even do that? Do you go in? Do you back off?
You're looking at your Christmas to-do list, and you're like, what is priority at this point in time? Because, look, it's December 18th. We are in crunch time. We are a week away from Christmas. That fat man is going to be squeezing his ass down your chimney any second now, all right? Like,
don't body shame Santa.
It is imminent, all right?
That ain't a bad word. He is a fat man.
He might have taken it Ozempic. He might look totally different than you.
Oh, look, Santa's on Manjaro. So my question is, as we are looking at our to-do list, right? Everybody's looking at your to-do list. What stays and what goes? Because some things are going to need to start getting cut. So I am looking at our household and our to-do list. And this year, my son is 3, about to be 4, and he is very into the Christmas spirit this year. God, this kid is so stinking cute. I can't stand it. He's fully in on the Santa thing, and he is like, he's got a Christmas program on Friday, and with the decorating and the Christmas baking, like he's in it to win it. He's loving every second, and I am loving watching Christmas through his eyes. It's really, really been a blast. So as I'm looking at Christmas Day unfold, when he gets up, we come downstairs, we do stockings, we do gifts. My husband and I don't exchange gifts. It has always been he and I planned a really nice vacation somewhere for the new year. That was our gift to each other. Wow.
Just throwing pens around.
Everybody okay?
You just launched that stork behind you.
She took a double espresso. It's 6 this morning and it's still kicking in, man.
I talk so much with my hands and people give me so much crap about it, but I can't help it. Sorry. So I was looking at our Christmas morning And I thought it would be good for Jimmy to see mom and dad exchange gifts. Because, yeah, Jimmy gets gifts from Santa, but he also gets gifts from mom and dad. So I thought...
Just curious. Sidebar.
Yeah.
Whose gifts normally are the last ones and are better? Is it mom or dad's, or does Santa get the best
gift? Mom and dad give the best gift.
They do.
The big gift, because not everybody's household is the same, and Santa can't bring, like, the nice gifts to every house.
Gotcha.
So we do, mom and dad do the nice gift.
Santa would want it that way.
I think so.
Mom and dad deserve the credit also for the big gifts.
So I want him to see me give Bart a gift, and I want him to see Bart give me a gift, because I want him to see his mom and dad show appreciation for each other. And then also I was like, I think it would be nice for him to learn about giving, because he's going to be doing a lot of receiving. I wanted to take him out to buy his dada gift, and I wanted Bart to take him out to buy mama a gift. Right. So he knew, you know what I mean? Like, just kind of like these little lessons of giving versus receiving, etc. But now I'm looking at my to-do list. And it would be really nice just to scrap all that.
Well, what else is on the list if you're going to make a trade here? What is on the list that, I mean, because something has to go.
Yes.
Right? So something has to go. So what's more superficial than that, that you could just blow off?
Well, see, so we're going to get all of our, we did all the baking, so we're going to get all of our cookies together and put them in the packages for the neighbors and friends and coworkers. And then I still have to wrap gifts. On top of that, we have to get ready because the day after Christmas, we're traveling to Kentucky to go see family. So I have to get all of their gifts together and manage that as well. And you just, and then also packing to go, you just start looking at the stuff and it's just, it's a lot.
Yeah, the window might have closed on one of those, because I think in everything that you just rattled off, I say the cookies for the coworkers and neighbors were the first thing I'm taking off the list.
I've already made all of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's in retrospect.
Yeah.
Why can't Jimmy pick out a present for Dada on AmazonPrime.com?
I mean, you could, but I just feel like there's something like being in a store and like picking it out.
He's going to be growing up in a different era. She's right.
Yeah.
Go, take him to TikTok shop.
I don't have TikTok.
He may never see the inside of a brick and mortar store ever in his entire life.
This is how he's going to be picking out gifts for his girlfriend or boyfriend in 15 years.
Yeah, true.
Dude, I think you got to do it. I think it's, I mean, a tradition we have with our kids is we take them to Target and they pick out a kid, a toy for another kid for Toys for Tots. And so they're learning to like pick something out that they would like to give to someone else. So maybe just do that one instead of both. Then Bart doesn't have to take him out. Only one of you does. To teach that same lesson. So it's kind of like a truncated version of it.
I you know what? This is a pretty good debate, though. This is not a bad debate, though. As a three-year-old that's going to grow up.
In a digital world.
In a digital world. He's probably going to do most of his shopping online. So, look, your tradition is going to brick and mortar. He's not going to have that experience. So long as he's picking it out for Dada, that's the lesson, right?
It is.
And yes, it's probably going to be worse in a decade as far as going to stores. I don't think anybody's going to be going to stores by the time he can shop.
In a decade, he'll blink and the present will be there. Exactly.
But you know who's like over here freaking out is every brick and mortar and small business listening right now like, no! But granted, you can buy from their stuff online, right?
Just take him so that when he's old, he can be like, back in my day, we used to shop inside a store. Come on, Grandpa, let's get you to bed.
Thanks, baby.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.